Hi, my name is Judith, and today we're interviewing Dwayne from third grade.
How old are you, Dwayne?
9.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Being a better writer.
Tell us about that. Like, what about your writing aren't you happy with?
I'm writing a little bigger.
Yeah. Is it hard to read?
There's my teachers, but it's not hard for me to read.
So someone else has a tough time reading it. But you can do it. I totally get it. It's my writing. Okay.
If you could change anything about the school, what would you want?
More change. Time.
Do you have any after school program?
John.
How is it?
Good.
What do you do in chat?
Play instruments.
What kind of instrument?
Cello.
Do you like playing those instruments, cellos?
Yes.
Have you ever done a performance where you have to go and play for other people?
I think I've been to Cross Gates.
What was it like?
Good.
Tell us about it. Like, how are you feeling?
Good.
We've been at Elsa Playathon.
Wow, you must be confident in your playing. Takai, what do you want to say about it?
I remember because we do this every year. It's the Playathon, and we have like a bunch of players play, and Chang goes to play to perform in the middle of the mall.
We have a concert this week. We have a concert Friday.
You guys are busy.
We have a concert this Friday here.
What time?
Isn't it every Friday here?
No.
Because they changed it. Because it used to be every Friday.
Yeah, it was. But the time was very longer. It was 5:30. We get out at 4. You guys get out at 5:30 if you go to Rutgers.
Do you have any...
Oh, yeah, we know that, right? He has chime. All right.
What are your favorite colors?
Blue and red.
Why blue and red?
That's my favorite color.
He probably likes the way they look.
Which one is your favorite color of those two?
Blue.
That's my favorite.
You're wearing
color.
Blue.
Speaking of blue, you're wearing a blue Duke sweatshirt. Do you know what Duke is?
It's a college team.
It is a college team now. They're very famous for their basketball team.
They're a Nike brand, actually. No, the other day, yeah? I seen Grayson Allen.
Yeah.
He actually had the new PGs, the PlayStations.
No, I'll tell you what's interesting. So my favorite basketball team is Syracuse University.
My favorite NBA team is Golden State Warriors.
This Friday, in the biggest tournament of the year, guess who's playing against each other?
Duke and Syracuse
are playing this Friday. I know it's on late, though. It's like 9:30 at night. It's past my bedtime, Takai. Seriously, what do they think it is?
I have to go to bed at 9 o'clock.
See? Dwayne and I
go to bed. But my usually bedtime is 9:30. But I have to go to bed at 9 o'clock because I get in trouble.
I go to bed at 10, as long as I wake up in the morning. Okay. What's your favorite toy?
Basketball.
Your favorite kind of candy?
Cotton candy lollipop.
What's your favorite phone?
iPhone.
Everybody always says iPhones.
I finally upgraded from my iPhone 5. Oh my goodness. I was so outdated. No, 8.
Oh.
It's like magic. It actually, when you push something, it actually happens now.
My dad told me there's an iPhone 10.
10.
Yes, it costs like $1,000.
It does cost $1,000.
It costs $1,000, and you have to put your face on it, and then it will unlock.
My cousin has that.
I got mine for $80.
Facial
recognition. That's Amazon. No, I'm dead.
Facial recognition.
That's an iPhone 10.
No, not this. I can't bring it to school. I dropped it on the intro. Oh, I can go first. Oh. What's your favorite iPhone?
You just said that.
You did?
Oh. 10, the iPhone X. You know why it's called
X? Oh, wait. No, the iPhone 5.
5? Yeah.
Isn't
X? I should have sold you mine.
Isn't X, ten. Something signed for 10.
Yeah, it's Roman numerals for 10.
Is it a Latin sign?
It's like Latin, yes. It's Roman numerals.
My favorite iPhones are 5 and 6.
What's your favorite game?
Mafia 3 and Grand Theft Auto 5.
Did you go to any other school?
No.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Strawberry. And cotton candy.
Do you ever get vanilla chocolate and strawberry ice cream? Like, that all comes in the same box? The same half gallon?
Yeah.
Did you ever get that?
Uh-huh. My parents
no?
did it a lot.
Yeah, I did it.
Do you like to mix it together or eat it separate? That's
I
my question.
I mix it together.
Do you?
I used to do it with my... I still do it with my vanilla and chocolate.
But then...
Yeah, the vanilla chocolate. But what about the chocolate with the strawberry? Yeah.
Yes, I mix the chocolate, strawberry, vanilla.
No. I don't like
strawberry. Yeah, that sounds
but
disgusting.
I don't do it all the time because I don't really like it. I only really do chocolate and vanilla.
I like chocolate and chip cookie dough with caramel on it.
Oh, yeah. I do...
And sprinkles.
Mm-hmm. I do vanilla and chocolate, put milk in it, mix it up, and drink it.
Milkshake.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, do this sometime. Take your bowl of ice cream, put some milk right on it, right
and
in your bowl,
mix it up.
And then mix it all up, and then it makes a milkshake. You can eat it with the spoon.
Or you can
just put all your ice cream in a cup, and you can make your own already in a cup and put a straw in it.
Say that again.
Take your ice cream in a bowl, okay, like Dwayne's got his strawberry. And then take your milk and pour it right on top. Not a lot.
Maybe a half a spoon.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd say more than half a spoon, but maybe put like
2 tablespoons?
Like, dump it for like, I don't know, 3 seconds. Don't fill the whole thing up like you're having a bowl of cereal. But then take your spoon and mix it all around. Mix.
Yeah, and then it's like, and if you don't want it that chunky, put a little bit more.
Exactly. Like,
make it smooth.
Yeah, you can make it as liquidy as you want by adding more milk.
Oh, so you can make it,
and you don't need to use a blender. You do it quicker than
exactly.
a blender.
And then my mom, every time we get butter pecan, she puts it in the blender and we drink it.
All right, moving on.
What's your favorite emoji?
Poop emoji.
It's hard, yeah, I know. It's hard not to love the poop emoji, guys.
What's your favorite?
Mine's is poop emoji too. I mean, actually, mine's is normal.
What's your favorite?
The heart emoji.
What's your favorite?
The yellow face with the 2 hearts.
What's yours?
The one with the glasses.
Also, my next question. Also, my one is the one that pretends to be dead.
Oh, the one with the X eyes.
Oh.
It's like.
Knocked out.
What's your favorite?
Okay. You like, ask whichever one you want. You're okay.
Yeah. What's your favorite TV show?
Fear Factory.
Where is that? What is that? What is it about?
Maybe if I have one next day. There's this one episode, and there's like guts.
Okay, okay, we don't want to hear.
Okay.
There's blood and nothing spine and
kill.
So it's like.
No, there's
basically.
No,
if you have to find your way out.
Basically,
but
murder.
No, but. The good thing is, at the end, whoever wins $50,000.
So it's basically like Saw, where they get
it's basically
kidnapped
not
and they
like
gotta find
Saw at all.
No,
no, it's not. But
type in Fear Factory and
it's a game show.
Oh, no, my mom used to watch that.
Yeah, you win money. That's called a game show.
You can win $50,000.
Yeah. So you have to win money by like eating gross things or putting yourself in a box full of gross stuff.
And then you face your fears.
You face your fears, right? Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Because my mom used to watch it.
I used to watch it too, and that it just got too gross for me.
Okay. There was one of them where he got
they tried electrocuting.
They electrocuted him?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you get electrocuted. There's this girl that sits in, there's a, someone who sits in a chair, mm-hmm. and then they all have to get the keys and unlock her, and then if it touches the wrong part, it will...
or the chicken one.
Where are you from?
New York.
Tell us about that. When did you come here?
2009.
So let me think.
I was born in 2009.
So you,
my mom's from Florida. Like,
were you born?
They're older than me.
Were you born in New York?
I'm 9, but I was born in 2008.
So you were born in New York City, or you were born in Schenectady?
Schenectady.
Yeah, but your family's from New York.
I was born in Ellis Hospital.
Me too.
Me wasn't.
Where were you born?
In the Dominican Republic.
When were you when were you born?
2008.
What?
2008. I don't even know. 2008.
Well, Dwayne is in third grade and he's 2009.
2007.
Takai's fourth grade, 2008. So you're probably 2007.
2007.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly 30 years younger than me.
I was born in 2009 too.
No, you weren't.
Said where?
Said
where?
When was he born?
I don't know.
It's not worth arguing
but
about.
But I know it's not 2000.
Let's keep,
yes, it
let's
is.
Keep going. We're not going to argue about it. Nobody wants to hear us argue.
Oh, you're still
going
to go.
Who's your favorite singer?
Does it have to be a singer? Can it be a rapper?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous, Davies, Don Q, Chris Brown.
I know who you.
Trey
Songz. Wow, he's got quite a list.
My favorite rapper.
So basically, most of your
6ix9ine.
Favorite artists are rappers.
My favorite. Are
well,
6ix9ine.
Whatever my dad listens to, I listen to. So
my dad listens to a lot of that.
I only like 6ix9ine.
Most people are stumped on that question. They can't give us one. That was cool. Dwayne had like 6 different artists.
What's your favorite animal?
A lion and a cheetah.
Wait, quick question. Is a cheetah the fastest animal?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
It's not. A land.
Land animal.
A land animal. Land.
What's the fastest animal, do you know?
Lions.
No.
But this cub bird.
It's a bird.
Yeah, because birds can fly like...
You know what kind?
An ostrich.
I believe it's a falcon.
Yeah, it's a falcon.
I thought it was
no, it's a hawk.
It's a
falcon.
It's an ostrich.
It's a hawk.
It might be a hawk. I always get hawk and falcon confused.
My favorite animal is a ferret and a mice and
a
cat.
I'm talking about a guinea pig.
What?
The same thing.
What?
Close.
A mouse and a guinea pig's not the same thing.
And a little cat.
Judith, Eli was talking about possibly getting a guinea pig because he borrowed one of my guinea pig
books.
He didn't
want it all.
A ferret.
A baby
and
ferret.
What are those little lions called?
Cub?
No. He wanted a baby ferret, but then he got a guinea pig because my mom said that's the only thing he can have because ferrets can bite people's.
Yeah, we don't want any bites. No, Eli bites.
Ferrets are really slick, so you probably steal all
plus
his stuff.
My sister also wanted a guinea pig because we had one when we were smaller, a guinea pig and
I don't know, but I'm curious. How old's your sister again?
She's 12.
Is she more like you or more like Eli?
She looks exactly like Judith.
No, she
does. Yeah, what is she like on the inside? Is she like an Eli or like a Judith?
Or like a nun.
Like, does she act like you?
Or she has the best of both of you?
No, she doesn't act like Eli.
No, not at all.
She like you? When everybody is here, she's always taking darts.
She has glasses.
All the time.
I don't. She
embraces. All right.
I
let's move on. This will be your last question.
She has curly hair.
I know you have to run. She has to run.
Three different things.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Florida.
Is that because that's where your family's from? No? Do you still have family there?
Think so.
Yeah.
If I were able to go somewhere, I would go to Puerto Rico because I'd gone there and I liked it. It was like amazing. Especially going to the beaches and oceans and stuff like that. And visiting my grandpa and family.
I want to go. I like to go to Florida because one time when I went to this hotel with my mom and my dad, there's this pool that went up to 12 feet.
Sounds like a diving pool. We had some divers here last week. You have to listen to our interview.
That were
Billy,
Raina, and Anna, and
Traylon.
What's the diver's name?
We'll have to listen.
Davis.
Davis.
Oh yeah, and
Billy.
No, I already said that.
Jeremy.
Jeremy was the
person. I know it was with a J. I was going to say Jason.
Yep. What's your favorite food, Dwayne?
Favorite food. What kind of food are you into?
Pizza, baked beans, spaghetti and meatballs, chicken, barbecue chicken, Mama's French toast. Fried apples and yams.
What is baked ziti?
Baked ziti
is basically like lasagna.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like spaghetti.
But mixed together.
No, it's not spaghetti.
It's like spaghetti.
It's like lasagna. It's like noodles. It's noodles.
But they're noodles with spaghetti sauce. Did you ever have baked ziti at your house?
I love baked ziti.
No, my dad makes it every Sunday.
What he's talking about was Chinese noodles that's called teriyaki.
So I wonder about these fried apples. I've never had one.
If you know where Cracker Barrel is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this place that in the Cracker Barrel, if you order, you can order, if you don't like eggs, then you can get bacon. No, if you don't like eggs, you can get fried apples, and they're fried.
Yeah.
But they
are they crunchy still?
Mm-mm, they're apples, but they're soft.
Oh, they're soft.
But they have their own little sauce.
Huh. What's your favorite song?
Now it's gonna be pretty long. What made me? Keys to the Street. What else?
Mr. Aiken, can you look up one of these songs? I never heard one of these in my life.
How about
What are they called again?
What Made Me is one of them.
What made me?
If I were you, I wouldn't put Keith.
Your mother made you.
No, it's by Dave East, but I'm not going to...
Dave East, yeah, there it is. What Made Me by Dave East. Are the lyrics good or bad?
It's not bad.
It's not bad?
Lyrics. It has no curse words. But I'm going to say, Keys to the Street and Faces these bands have curse words. So, that's why I said that one. That one's not bad. The lyrics?
Yeah.
So, you should put the other one.
Better than Cadbury.
Let me see. It's supposed to be the lyrics. It's supposed to be the song.
Well, it is the song and the lyrics.
Let me see.
But remember, we're on the radio, so people can't see it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
All they can do is hear it.
This sounds like one of those songs my dad would play.
That sounds like songs my dad plays.
He's telling about all the rappers that influenced him, like Nas and Puffy and Biggie, and he's talking about all the rappers that he listened to. That's what made him who he is today. So it's all about the rappers that he listened to when he was growing up.
Both raps cool. That my dad plays, they're kind of like telling a story.
Yes, Nas. Nas is one of the best guys that will tell you a story.
Exactly. He's definitely one of the best storytellers.
Or talking about problems as having
that
a community.
That baby looks so cute.
Oh, that's my daughter, Claire. Mm.
Oh.
Although she's not a baby anymore. She's in first grade.
How old is she? Six?
She'll be seven next week.
Next week.
I'm
6 years old. You're not six.
Anything else we're wondering about, Dwayne?
Nine.
Let's ask him like two more questions.
When's your birthday?
March 7th. It just passed.
Wait, yeah, I was going to say, what, that just happened.
It just passed.
Did you do anything special for your birthday?
Not really, because I got in trouble 2 days
before. Oh, that's a bummer.
Do you have a birthday twin?
I'm the only child, so I'm lucky.
No, not a twin. A birthday twin, somebody that is your birthday, but they're not your twin.
I have a cousin. Yeah? His name is Jonah. He just turned, I think he's just turned 17.
And
yes, he just turned 17.
And he has the same birthday as you?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. We've never met somebody with a cousin.
I found out I do have a birthday twin.
Eli?
No.
No, not Eli.
So we have reading buddies, and my buddy, turns out she is my birthday twin.
Your exact reading buddy has the same birthday
as you? We have reading buddies with the little kindergartner.
Oh, my goodness. Is it a girl or a boy?
It's a girl.
Did she freak out when you told her?
She smiled and she hugged me.
That's cute. All right, listen, Dwayne, listen, you were awesome today. You know what's cool about Dwayne? We're interviewing him, and sometimes he was actually asking us questions. That was pretty cool. You were awesome today. Would you like to maybe come back and join us again?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Does that mean do I have to get another paper?
You will. So thank you, Dwayne, for coming today. We had an awesome time, and you'll hear more of Dwayne on Yates Radio.
Bye-bye.
.com.